The CD that you are now listening to will help you overcome the cigarette smoking habit. And when using this CD, you need to be seated or lying comfortably, pleasantly warm, but not sunbaking. Wearers of contact lenses may find it best to remove them. Don't use this CD when driving a vehicle or operating any kind of machinery. Should an emergency arise whilst you are absorbed by the CD, you'll immediately become alert and attend to whatever requires your attention. So now, make yourself comfortable, close your eyes if you wish, and just notice your breathing. Now take a deep breath, fill your lungs, hold the breath for a few seconds, then let the breath out like a long sigh. Take another deep breath, hold it for a second or two, and again release the air with a feeling of complete physical relaxation. Repeat this exercise as you allow yourself to become deeply relaxed. And now, as you relax, put your attention on your feet. Think about your feet and allow your feet to relax. As your feet are relaxing, think of relaxation as something tangible like treacle or honey that is going to flow very slowly from your feet through to the rest of your body. So now your feet are relaxed, and the relaxation flows from your feet, past your ankles, through to your calf muscles. Just let your calf muscles relax. As your calf muscles relax, let the relaxation flow on past your knees through to your thighs. Let your thighs relax. And as your feet, your calves and your thighs relax deeper and deeper, you become more aware of the chair or sofa or bed on which you're lying. Become aware that your legs are becoming more loose, limp and heavy. So you just let that relaxation now flow through to your lower torso, starting with your lower back muscles. Put your attention on your lower back muscles. Let them relax. And as those lower back muscles relax, let the relaxation flow from your lower back muscles around your stomach muscles. Let your stomach muscles relax. As your stomach muscles relax, let the relaxation continue on and flow all around the pelvic area so that the whole of the lower torso is relaxing deeper and deeper. Your legs are relaxed, your lower back muscles are relaxed, and now the whole of the lower torso is relaxing deeper and deeper. So now put your attention on your upper back muscles and allow them to relax. As your upper back muscles relax, let the relaxation flow from those upper back muscles around to your chest muscles. And you let your chest muscles relax. As your chest muscles relax, you become more aware of your breathing. You become more aware of the rhythm of your breathing. And you realize that every breath you take helps you to relax deeper and deeper. Your legs are relaxed. Your lower torso is relaxed. Your upper back muscles are relaxed. And now you're more aware of your breathing. And you realize that every breath you take is helping you to relax deeper and deeper. So now put your attention on your shoulder muscles. are your shoulder muscles. These are usually the first muscles to experience tension when you come under stress. So give them your full attention. Let them relax. As those shoulder muscles relax, just let that relaxation flow from your shoulder muscles down through your upper arms, past your elbows, through to your forearms, past your wrists, through to your hands, so that even your fingertips are relaxing now, and your arms become loose and limp and heavy, just like the arms on a rag doll. As you relax, deeper and deeper relax. And so the relaxation flows on through your neck muscles, through to your jaw muscles. And you let your jaw muscles relax. You let your jaw muscles relax so that your teeth just part slightly. And then you allow all the muscles around your mouth and your cheeks to relax. And your legs are relaxed. And your body is relaxed. And your shoulders and arms are relaxed. And your jaw is relaxed. So now put your attention on your eyes and the tiny muscles of your eyes. These tiny muscles, they're some of the smallest muscles in the whole of the body. So just let them relax. And let them relax until they're so relaxed, they just want to stay calm. They don't want to move. And when they are so relaxed, that they want to stay closed, but don't want to open, relax them even more. As you relax, deeper and deeper relax. As you now use your imagination, imagine yourself outdoors on a beautiful day. The sun is shining, the sky is blue. There's an occasional white cloud just drifting by. And you're walking along a country lane. You're aware of the trees and the shrubs each side of the lane. The colours of nature. The greens, the browns, the rusts, the golds. You can hear the rustling of the leaves in the trees. You can hear the sounds of birds as they chatter and sing. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your body. But there's a gentle breeze that just blows through your hair and cools your brow. And as you walk along this lane, relaxed, at peace, so calm, you're aware that the lane is wending upwards towards a crest. And soon you'll arrive at the crest of the hill. When you do, you'll be able to just pause and look down on a magnificent lake. So just make your way now to the top of the hill. Pause there. Look down. There's the lake. Such a beautiful, magnificent lake. Surrounded by trees and shrubs. On the far side of the lake there's hills, beyond the hills there's mountains. And as you look down on the lake, you notice that there are ripples across the surface of the lake. And then you realize that there's a stream flowing into the lake. Now there is a pathway from where you are down to the stream. So just make your way down the pathway until you get to the stream. And when you get to the stream, just pause there. As you pause there, look down. And see how crystal clear the water is as it cascades gently down over stones and pebbles, making its way into the lake. Sometimes it carries a leaf, sometimes a twig, sometimes an insect. And occasionally it even throws up a little spray which catches the sunlight, which makes it sparkle and glisten. And then you look out across the lake. And as you look out across the lake, taking in the beauty of the scene, you notice that very gradually the surface of the lake is smoothing out, till gradually it becomes just like the surface of a mirror, so smooth, still reflecting the rays of the sun. You appreciate the beauty. You turn, you follow the path alongside the stream until in a little while the pathway moves away from the stream and you find yourself going down through a fern-lined glen. And just ahead of you, you can see a stairway leading down to a clearing below. And when you get to the top of the stairway, you just pause there. Look down. You see there's 10 steps leading down to the clearing below. There's a handrail on the side. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to go down those 10 steps. At each step you take, you double your relaxation. So that by the time you get to the bottom of the steps, you'll be more relaxed than you've been in a long, long time. You can use the handrail if you wish. Now just make your way down from the 10th step to the 9th. And you relax. Continue on down from the 9th to the 8th, deeper relax. The 8th to the 7th, still doubling your relaxation. 7th to the 6th. 6th to the 5th. More and more relax. 5th to the 4th. So relax now. 4th to the 3rd. 3rd to the 2nd, deeper and deeper relaxed, 2nd to the 1st, and then you step off into the clearing. Just pause there, let the stairway fade away. Look to one side and there's a garden, a beautiful garden filled with flowers, blossoms of so many colours. Blossoms of red and pink and yellow, there's green, oh there's so much colour. And you can smell the fragrance of the flowers and hear the humming of insects as they search for pollen. I look to the other side and see across the clearing there's a couch. Just make your way across the clearing. You can feel the turf under your feet, you can see the shadows of trees cast on the turf. And you arrive at the couch. There's cushions and rugs there, you can arrange them to your liking. And then settle yourself down on the couch. And as you sink down into the couch, then you know. You know that tonight when you go to bed and lay your head down to go to sleep, go into a nice, beautiful sleep which will last you through the night, unless there's any reason why you should awake. So when you wake in the morning, you wake refreshed, invigorated, looking forward to the new day, the realization that each new day is the first day of the rest of your life, and that nothing from the past can harm you or hurt you, unless you allow it to do so. Now as you continue relaxing, and as I count from 5 down to 1, just take yourself all the way down to the deepest level of sleep-like trance that you can experience right now that's comfortable for you. Five, drifting down. Four, deeper down. Three, take yourself all the way down. Two, one. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply into a sleep-like trance, that your mind has become so receptive to what I say. But those things that I put into your mind just sink deeply into the subconscious part of your mind, forming a deep and lasting impression there that remains. And so these things that are put into your mind, they just exercise a great, great influence over the way you think, over the way you feel, over the way you behave. And these things just remain firmly embedded in the unconscious or subconscious part of your mind, wherever you are. And they exercise an influence over your thoughts, over your feelings, over your actions, strongly, surely, powerfully, wherever you are. And you are going to feel stronger and fitter in every way. You become much less easily tired, much less easily discouraged. And every day, you'll find that your nerves are becoming stronger and steadier. Your mind is calm and clear. You're composed. You're more placid. You become much less easily worried or fearful, or upset, and you find your thinking more clearly. And every day you become emotionally much calmer, much more settled, undisturbed every day. And as you become and as you remain more and more completely relaxed and less tense each day, mentally and physically, you're more at ease, you're more relaxed, wherever you are. At the same time, you develop much more confidence in yourself, more confidence in your ability to do not only what you have to do each day, but more confidence in your ability to do whatever you want to be able to do. Without fear, without uneasiness, without anxiety, always anticipating success in so many ways and enjoying being at ease with your success. And every day you have that beautiful feeling of personal well-being. Feeling of personal safety and security, greater than you felt in a long, long time. And consequently, your confidence grows. And the key to your success is confidence. Confidence in yourself. Confidence in your ability to do whatever you truly want to do. Confidence that you can accomplish your goal through the power of your own mind, the power of your own thoughts, and what you tell yourself. What you tell yourself has so much power over your life. It determines how you feel, and the way you feel determines the health and well-being of your physical body, If you're distressed or you're unhappy, your body just can't work properly. So what you tell yourself has such a great influence on your life. So now, tell yourself that life is just starting, and that from this moment on you begin to live fully, moment by moment, really appreciating and enjoying being alive. Tell yourself you no longer worry unnecessarily about the past or about what might happen in the future, unless there is something you can do about it. Because the past and the future exist only in our thoughts, whereas life exists only in each moment. And if you spend your moments worrying about the past or the future, these moments, which are your life, pass you by. So just become deeply involved in each moment, as conscious of yourself, at peace with yourself. And tell yourself that from this moment on you feel happier, more content, more joyful, more cheerful, because you choose to feel this way by controlling your thinking. And every day let yourself feel more alive, more energetic, less tense, less nervous, less worried or anxious. Tell yourself that your mind and body are relaxed and calm, and you're at peace with the world. And above all, stop telling yourself that you can't do something that you want very much to do. Such as stopping smoking. See, as long as you tell yourself you can't do it, you can't. Instead, tell yourself that even if it's difficult, you are able to do it. And when you tell yourself that you can and will, you've taken the first step towards accomplishing what you want to accomplish. So let yourself begin to relax, feel calm, peace of mind. Take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath, and as you let out the breath, feel all the tension leaving. Feel at peace, calm, and at ease. All bothers, worries, anxieties, fears, guilts, all just fading away. And you feel your mind at peace, calm, and at peace. You become more and more ready to retain these ideas that I give you. You just let them go deep in the back of your mind and use them throughout your life. And every day, starting now, you're going to feel this way. You feel calm. You feel at peace. While you're with others, while you're working, whatever you're doing, you still feel peaceful, calm, at ease, able to enjoy life now with peace of mind, a feeling of it's so good to be alive with peace of mind, peace with those around you, and a feeling of happiness. And peace of mind stays with you because you make it yourself as you let your mind be calm and relaxed. And this calmness, this relaxation also encourages energy, vitality, virility. At all times, in all situations. And so, from this moment on, every day, you feel more and more calm, at ease and at peace. So good to be alive, vibrant, energetic, healthy, strong, alive, flowing with everything around you. Enjoying every day. And every day when you wake feeling more and more confident. The confidence grows and grows. You've already become so confident. You are confident, completely confident. Confident that you are able to overcome the cigarette smoking habit. You are able to let go of the habit easily. You'll wonder why you ever bother to smoke. From this moment on, should you ever think of having a cigarette, if you reach for one automatically, someone offers you one, you just say, no, and a voice then echoes through your mind, no, 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 smoking is foolish, stupid habit, hurts me physically, damages my health. I'm not going to smoke again. You find you completely overcome the cigarette smoking habit. You are able to do this, so you can know now, deep in your mind, that you are able to do this. For you it's easy, you can do it. Your mind can and does control the body. And you stop smoking. And you can do so from now, from this moment. And start to feel physically better, healthier, your breathing easier, your senses sharper. Feeling alive. Pleased. Pleased that you are in control of your body. Happy to be in control. Happy that you are strong enough to stop smoking so easily. It's you doing it, not me. Should you see others smoking around you, you feel delighted that you don't smoke. And you tell yourself, you say, I'll never smoke again. The sight, the smell of cigarettes, oh, so unpleasant. I haven't any desire to smoke at all. I've no need to smoke. It doesn't help me in any way, and I feel so much better now that I don't smoke. Make your decision now. You completely overcome the cigarette smoking habit and stop smoking now. And you never smoke again. It is easy. You can do it. You'll feel no sense of loss or unhappiness. You'll feel good. You feel happy. You feel proud of yourself. Once you've made this decision to stop smoking, there's no force able to change this decision. And you can be so confident that you've stopped and stopped permanently. Because you don't need to smoke cigarettes. And from this moment on, if you think about smoking, and this will happen very rarely, you immediately take a deep breath, you let go, you relax, and then you realize in your mind, you don't need to smoke, you're in complete control. Your decision to stop smoking is irreversible. So again now, using your imagination, imagine yourself out in the open, walking along a pathway towards where ahead of you is a red hot air balloon. Below the balloon is a basket, and the balloon and basket are tied to a stake in the ground by a thick rope. Now go over to the basket and start throwing cigarettes into the basket one by one. And as you throw the cigarettes into the basket, let each cigarette symbolize for you the throwing away of all needs or desires or wishes to smoke. Just one by one, going into the basket, all needs, all desires, all wishes to smoke. Each cigarette symbolizing for you the throwing away all needs, all desires, all wishes to smoke. And then, when that's done, when they're all in the basket, then just go over to where the rope is tied to a stake in the ground. Beside the stake, you'll see a knife. So just take the knife. Start to cut through the rope, strand by strand, until finally the rope parts, and as the rope parts, the balloon rises upwards, taking the basket, carrying away all needs, all desires, all wishes to smoke, rising up higher and higher, moving away towards the distant horizon, getting smaller and fainter as it goes. Higher and higher, farther and farther away, getting smaller and fainter, smaller and fainter, so small, it's gone. And now you know that your mind will now function in such a manner that you no longer crave for a habit that has negatively affected your life. That every puff of cigarette smoke you've taken into your lungs, you just block the craving for tobacco. This habit has caused your heart, your lungs, all your vital organs to function harder, force your lungs to work so hard, stressing and straining all your vital organs, just like a machine constantly driven harder and harder. Because of the great control of your subconscious mind, your craving for this lethal, vicious habit reaches a permanent zero level, and you simply do not crave for cigarettes. You relax, you're at ease, pleased that you've given up a habit which has had such a negative effect on your life and well-being, as you now improve your life. You'll not smoke again. You'll not be hungry or eat excessively. You just treat your body with kindness and consideration. And you find that through this immense power of your unconscious mind, your subconscious mind, you're able to overcome this old, outgrown, outworn addiction, habit. And you're able to give up this dirty and unhealthy habit, and just let your body rid itself of this burden. And soon your lungs become efficient, your red blood cells carry oxygen to all your vital organs easily, comfortably, effectively. You're more alert, you're more alive, you feel proud of yourself. You're no longer a smoker. You'll not be excessively nervous or tense. You'll not gain excessive weight. You'll find you exercise a little more, provided your doctor approves. And you'll sleep well. So now relax deeper and deeper, relax. And for a few moments, just project your mind forward in time. A few days, a few weeks, a few months, if you like. And see yourself. See yourself going through a normal, typical day, all without a cigarette, and feeling fine. See yourself in a situation, any situation. Situation which in the past you may have found difficult. See yourself in that situation, dealing with it easily, comfortably, relaxed and calm, all without a cigarette and feeling fine. Because you're a person who used to smoke. You're no longer a smoker. You're free. And it feels so good to be free. Now as you relax there easily, comfortably, I'm going to just count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, you gradually awaken to full awareness, opening your eyes on a count of 10, feeling so good. So relaxed, so at ease. One, all the energy returns to your feet, to your hands. Two, the energy flows through you. Three, all your bodily functions return to normal. Four, your blood pressure returns to any normal state. Five, your breathing, your pulse rate returns to normal. 6, coming up. 7, coming up. 8, coming up. 9, very soon your eyes will open, they'll be crystal clear, you'll feel so very good. And 10, and you're ready. Eyes open, fully aware, feeling so good. So very good.